Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Sunday, and Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is here with another stimulating Tama Talk. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. He's national coordinator of all provincial meditation institutes in Thailand, as well as director of the Center for the Development of Virtues and Ethics for the Security of the Nation, Religion, and Monarchy. And he is the beloved abbot of Wat Long Po Sot Thammakayaram in Dumnun Sawdaw district of Ratberg province. I'm Prakrubarika Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I'll be your interviewer. Welcome, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We enthusiastically await more of your fascinating insights. Today we continue our series on Lord Buddha's highest blessings. Could you please review our last broadcast?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are studying life's highest blessings as presented in the Mangala Sutta. An angel asked, "What are life's most fortunate lucky charms?" Lord Buddha recognized that good fortune does not depend on luck, but comes from virtuous behavior based on right wisdom. It is practice of Dhamma that is truly auspicious. Thus, Lord Buddha responded by listing virtuous behaviors and factors supporting them. In our last broadcast, we follow the Mangala Sutta as it transcends from worldly to spiritual concerns, mounting the noble path to Nirvana. Last time we focused on four auspicious behaviors for scaling the noble paths up this highest peak: ardent effort, the holy life, insight into four noble truths, and realization of Nirvana. Ardent effort means devoted exertion to attain noble purity by blasting out defilements and triumphing in the sublime dignity of our true spiritual nature. The four right efforts are constant acute alertness and mindfulness to prevent the arising of all of evil and unwholesome states, to abandon existing evil and unwholesome states, to generate new good and wholesome states, and to maintain and develop existing good and wholesome states. The holy life that Lord Buddha preaches is going three times around in successively higher level of training in morality, concentration, and insight wisdom, purifying passions, sensual enchantment and cravings, and coming to lucid penetration of the triple characteristics, the lakkhana, that all worldly phenomena are impermanent, potentially suffering, and ultimately non-self. Insight into the four noble truths is attained by contemplating each truth is three successive jhana, or transcendental states. First, one understands each truth clearly. Second, one understands what must be done regarding its truth. Finally, one achieves the realization that I have already accomplished that. The essence of this process is comprehending that suffering is to be eliminated, craving is to be abandoned, Nirvana is to be penetrated, and the Noble Eightfold Path is to be developed. Finally, the four blessings considered last time is realization, or direct experience of Nirvana. This is the ultimate goal and highest blessing. Unfortunately, most Buddhists seem to have given up. This dream seems too lofty and distant to even contemplate. It is true that permanent residence in Nirvana, like Lord Buddha and the Arahants, requires uncountable lifetimes, but most simply, Nirvana is just a mental state free of craving that can be experienced temporarily here and now during meditation. Ni means departure from, and vana means cravings. Interim transcendence during meditation can be attained via suppression, vikampana vimutti, and last as long as the five hindrances are restrained by the jhana factors. As humans, we each have the potential to visit and experience nirvana temporarily in this way. It can be an unforgettable life-changing experience, revitalizing perseverance on the path, noble path. One can see Lord Buddha and the Arahants and experience nirvana personally, knowing for certain that it exists and feeling its unconditioned eternity, supreme peaceful happiness and ultimate fulfilling sense of meaning, paramattham. These are the opposites of the tilakkhana of conditioned phenomena, impermanence, suffering, and non-self. Comparing them produces supreme vipassana insight. This opportunity to experience nirvana is life's highest blessing.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, sir, what will we study today?
Today, we continue with verse 11 of Mangala Sutta, which lists four auspicious fruits attained as one mounts the Four Noble Path to Nirvana. Puttasa loka thammehi cittang yassa nakampati asokang etammang kalamuttamang. A mind unshaken by the world, griefless, dustless, and secure. This is most auspicious. Here Lord Buddha lists the virtues developed by noble disciples on their ascent to Arahantship and Nirvana. Lord Buddha has cited nine ultimate supramundane phenomena that exist eternally beyond our universe. There are four paths for fruits and ultimate goal of Nirvana. The four stations of highest mind along this last leg of the journey to Nirvana are called Noble Disciple States. Each consists of a path and a fruit at the end which represent attainment of that level. Noble disciples must purify 10 final fetters or most deeply ingrained defilements pickle inside their spiritual essence. The first noble disciple is Sotaban, or stream enterer, at the beginning of the flow to Nirvana. Sotaban and the other noble disciples are guaranteed of eventual success in reaching Nirvana. The stream will carry them home. It is only a matter of time. Sotaban abandons or purify the first three of the 10 fetters. These are false self-concept, or sakkayatitti, doubt, or vichikicca, and reliance on useless rituals, or silapata brahma. The second noble disciple is the one returner, or sakatakami, who only needs to return to earth one more time before achieving enlightenment. He does not completely remove any additional fetters, but greatly reduces the two major remaining fetters of sensual lust, kamraka, and irritation or repulsion, patika, until they are under control. The third noble disciple is the non-returner or anakami, who never needs to return to earth, but will live all remaining lifetimes in the pure land of the Brahman world until achieving enlightenment. He has completely removed all of the five gross fetters. Finally, the fourth noble disciple is the Arahant, who achieves perfect mental purification and attains enlightenment. The Arahant removes the remaining refined fetters such as enjoyment of meditation. They are attachment to the pure form realms Ruparakha, attachment to the formless realms, Aruparakha, conceit, mana, restlessness, Uttaccha, and ignorance, Avicca. The refined Dhammakaya Arahant is the perfectly purified element of Nibbana, which can support Nirvana as a mental state.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. Now we come to the specifics of our verse. Why does Lord Buddha talk about a mind unshaken?
The Bali word Kampati means shaking or trembling. So, unshaken is a good translation. The phrase, the unshaken, is sometimes used to refer to Nirvana itself. The commentary explains that a solid mountain is never shaken by the wind. Likewise, for noble disciples, sense contact with the outer world, whether favorable or unfavorable, does not affect them. The mind remains stable because noble disciples see this world with the right wisdom to realize that everything here is impermanent, subject to change, and ultimately devoid of real, durable substance. Noble disciples realize that 8 worldly conditions are an inherent part of human life. Gain and loss, fame and disgrace, praise and blame, and pleasure and pain. These are all just fleeting phenomena, impermanent, subject to change, and ultimately non-self. Where ordinary humans grasp at the positives with greed and avert the negatives with detest, noble disciple accept both as just natural, fleeting phenomena, thus neither favorable nor unfavorable conditions cause any effect for a noble disciple. These concerns have been cleared out of the mind and disappear from conscious consideration.
Thank you again, Reverend Sir. What about the remaining auspicious virtues, griefless, dustless, and secure?
These are the attributes of noble disciples, which become perfect in the Arahant. As one develops purity from passion and sensuality, the mind becomes liberated, calm, and serene. One can witness the sorrowful drama of life while remaining untouched by it. The Bali word asoka, meaning without sorrow, virachang, without lust, and kemang, meaning secure. Asokang includes sorrow from birth, decay, death, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. The word virachang or without lust implies that the mind is undefiled and sees clearly. The word kemang means secure from passion and defilements and from dangers of maya or delusion, which include sickness and death.
Again, thank you very, very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit, for sharing your erudite wisdom with us. Now would you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Today, we will begin by requesting the 5 precepts first and then continue on to meditation.
Mayang pante wising wusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silaniya jama tutiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya De saranena saha panja silani yajama datiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya De saranena saha panja silani yajama
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
อทินาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ
อทินาทานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ
กาเมสุมิชฌาจาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะฏังสมาทิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปะฏานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left.Palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahang, and an object of visualization.A bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasimya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness, come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches.Or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of bright light
at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience, the greatest happiness you have ever known, not the happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the five hindrances, continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, the sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center. Each one inside the previous one, the spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of the bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the insight sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditating position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head and the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant bodies appear, becomes each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right away. And now let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously together, with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Longpa Sut any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsake, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English websites at www.meditationpark.org or en.dhammakaya.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Tama Talk.